was over a Channel 2 ride, but it's Marvin and Miss Guthrie after supper this Friday, the 29th of September 72. Marvin and Miss Guthrie after supper this Friday after supper, the 29th of September 72. This is Channel 2 right or over, I don't know which. And the Friday after supper, the 29th of September 72.
I don't know.
But she cooks them sort of syrup.
Well, I put just a little bit of sugar in mine, and the way I like mine is a lot of different ways. I use mine to make a salad, like.
Yeah.
I take me a head of a piece of lettuce and put it in a saucer, and take a half of a pear and put it in there, put me some mayonnaise in there.
Oh, gee, where?
No.
Get me some graham cracker crumbs and crumble over that, and then get me a banana and slice and put some more mayonnaise.
See that?
Boys, howdy, that's good.
Yeah, he can't hardly button his belt the way it is, isn't he? You hear those darn fool calves fussing at me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful. Look at that, Ray.
They are. They come out so light.
Oh, yeah.
And I put some pineapple with them.
Gee whiz. Gee whiz. Let me tell you. Marvin, did you get your bumper fixed?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
And you didn't put a little thin strip?
No, sir. He put a bead all the way around it and then under.
Yes.
And you know, that was the cheapest welding I believe I ever had done.
Yes.
I carried it to Hawthorne, that over there. I've been knowing him for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I called him. He said he had snowed under. If I could get it there around noon, he'd help me out on it. So I got it there, and he did.
Wasn't a big job.
No, it was. Wasn't such a big job. And, what did he charge? $4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of them get around $8-$10 an hour.
Yeah. Well, it didn't take an hour, did it?
Just about.
He put a welding on it.
He done a job. He done a good job. He burned a lot of rods on that thing.
Oh, he did?
He said he's going to fix it where it wouldn't come back off. And he did. I believe he did. I don't believe it.
Oh, yes. You know it won't come back off if they put
the juice. It must be a quarter of an inch of bead all the way around it.
Goodness.
You going to vote for my man?
If he come around. When is it?
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Gee, yeah.
He's a runoff.
Yeah.
He's number two on the runoff.
He's number one on the runoff.
Oh, was he? He come out ahead?
Mm-hmm. So, man, he told me 100 and something votes.
Everybody
that wasn't much, but that was something.
I went to Hawthorne, and I asked a lot of people to vote for him. I'm going to vote for him.
Well, most of them, I think, the ones that voted for that other fella in the place that were voting for, what's his name, Yawns?
Something like that.
Yeah, Yawns. They'll probably cast their votes for him. I don't know.
There was a Schwartz or something like that in that.
Yes, well, he lost.
He's not in it?
No, he's not in it anymore.
Curtis voted for Yawn.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh. Because he said, you know, he goes down there and he messes around with them and makes that like he thinks that he makes them think,
well,
you
know,
Curtis
know.
Ain't nothing but a young one. But I called him up the other night. When Miss Atkins was speaking, told him to tune in and listen to him.
Yeah, why didn't you call me? I didn't hear him.
You didn't?
He was on five.
I told him I wanted him to vote for him, and he says, you do? I said, I sure do. I want you to vote for Miss Atkins. You'd be doing me a favor, so he said he would, but now I don't know. And I also called Mary Ann, his sister. And told her that I wanted her to vote for Mr. Atkins.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't care so much about him,
man.
But
I like
his little old wife.
I've always found him
mm-hmm.
fairly straight as far as lawyers
she,
concerned. There ain't
is.
None of them straight.
His little
lawyers,
old wife is just a doll. She's just as nice as she can be.
Why did you run into her?
Oh, I seen her.
We know that for a good while, like several years.
In his office, she works for him.
Yeah, she's.
She was in there the other day when we went in there.
Really?
She said he was a darn good lawyer, but said he was the sorriest bookkeeper she ever seen in her life.
Couldn't lay
a
hand on anything.
That's right.
Huh.
You all by yourself?
Yeah.
Looks like B.
He went up to see the mother. She's not doing so well. Hmm. I tell you what they did. They cut out part of her stomach. There's a picture of a great big fella on the television one morning. And he was having an operation. Well, he weighed 400 or 500 pounds, and he ate. He's always hungry. And what they were going to do, he just didn't want to go through. He wasn't over. The youngest sort of fellow. He didn't want to go through the rest of his days that big. They were going to operate on him, and what they were going to do is the same thing they did to Mamo. They cut out part of that colon or whatever it is, where it absorbs, the body absorbs the food. And they cut off so much of it, Mamu was losing weight. And she sort of, didn't know what happened to her, and they went up to visit with her a little bit. So if you want to lose weight, you just, that's what you
want. No, I don't want no operation to lose weight.
And then you can eat all the pig and everything else you want.
Mm-mm. I don't want no operation. I hope I don't
have. Got a job that she'll lose weight on if she'll just do it.
He just about killed me this week.
He working you now?
No, I ain't doing nothing, but it just aggravates the life out of me. He's out there in that swamp by himself, and he's building fence.
Yeah.
I'm out on the hill. I wish I could be up there.
You mean you're not even out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm out there on
you're
the hill, but I can't
swamp.
Get in that swamp. He run a bear out of there the other day.
Don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he come out of the top of one of them trees, anyhow.
Did he?
He made a splash. And grunted and taken off.
Oh, really? Hit the water?
It hit the mud. Wasn't much water.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple inches of water, and the rest of it was, if you step off in it, while you'd go up to Long End and old,
when did
old sloshy
go?
Mud.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. But he didn't stay around.
No, he wasn't interested in what I was doing. He just wanted to move on.
Well, how'd you happen to dislodge him?
Well, I was out there beating in the brush, you know.
Cutting a trail.
Cutting a right away through that swamp where I could get some water through it.
Yeah.
And evidently, it just scared him bad enough that he might have walked out on a rotten limb or something and come down with him.
He took all that he wanted.
He moved on that.
Had enough of that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't care too much for that noise.
Well, has that happened to you before down there?
No.
We've never been down there before.
But,
working.
You know,
really?
There's bear in there. A few small ones and small bears.
Mm-hmm. Panthers?
Yes, panthers.
We've heard them holler.
Panthers.
Go back.
Yeah.
Sure, they're not going to bother you if you don't mess up with them too much.
Yeah.
Hem them up. The bears, they wouldn't bother you without. They get close to the den where they've got cubs and something.
Now, if you open them pears, but keep them in the refrigerator.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
old John Turner? Yes, from Citra, and here there's an old grove there. The trees got killed out, and he just put little pear switches in it, and they come right along. He's and they were nice pears, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. I wished I had a bushel. He didn't want me to can them all, but I like to count them.
Well.
And they're so nice.
Well, it's all right if you got your fan going or something like that. But I come in one day and she was peeling pears and water running off of her, and she couldn't see what she was doing. Just a burning, a peeling right.
I like the can stuff.
Yeah. I do too. I like to have it. I love to have it around. It really is.
It's good, I tell you.
Yeah.
I don't like my pears, my fruit, too sweet. Now, some people might not like mine because I don't have it so sweet.
Yeah.
But I think it's better for you if you don't eat so much sweetening.
Oh, some people just take it out and then keep putting sugar on it. Ain't good enough. Great sweet eaters. You know, let me tell you, Rick, I didn't tell you about that. They got stuck. That's really what I asked Marvin about, that bumper, you see.
Yeah.
Of all the places, it come loose, you see. He was taking some last batch of calves, wasn't it?
Yeah. Taking them to market.
Yes, sir.
And right on Main Street.
On Main Street.
Main
come
and 8.
Blunt. Hit the pavement. Would he stop for a red light?
Old bottom fell out.
If he hadn't been a stop, he'd have turned the trailer over.
Yeah, if it would have happened when I was making some speed, the trailer, I believe it probably would have turned. I don't know. It's it depends on whether it would have done this way or that way. See, After that happened, I had no control. The safety chain, it went with it.
Yeah.
Just the whole ball.
Oh, that whole thing.
The whole deal just fell out, the whole center.
Yeah.
Did you share your case?
Yeah.
The one you had at Miss Dodge.
He sold them to her, I guess.
I thought he had two over there.
I don't know.
I haven't checked her, but they're still over there.
They really sold good last Monday.
Yeah, the price is up on them again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, he can't help but be up.
I heard last night on TV, I saw it. They said that they showed people's pastors out in California said you could set it fire and it'd burn off.
Yeah.
And just said the cattle was just absolutely starving for water.
Yeah.
And something to eat. Well, you know ours is almost the same way.
Yeah, you could burn our behalf for you right now. Easy.
I guess you could burn any of these, couldn't you?
Might could, as dry as it is. I mean, you know, ours is just that dry.
Yeah.
Poor Cindy.
Lying right down back in your chair.
Yeah. Now this place is most of it is fairly wet, Marvin.
Yes, I know.
And, in a dry season, that's helpful, isn't it?
It does, and you got a good clay base here, too, haven't you?
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah. Now there's several sandy spots.
Mm-hmm. But that clay base, it seems like it holds moisture between that sand and your base, your clay,
yeah.
Where you got.
Well, now that's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
So it needs a little of that on any sort of place, don't it?
It sure does. Mm-hmm. But you know, that house up on that hill, way back in the field, it would be the northwest corner. There's a hill, there's a bottom and then a hill. It's a pretty high hill. And that bottom can get so dry in that the grass will just die. And that hill seems to hold moisture.
Yeah.
Now why, I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks like it'd be vice versa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I remember the first time I ever realized that a hill could be moist. That was way up in Kentucky. And hellfire. They had springs coming out all along down there. We put tobacco in there one time, and it just tobacco plants turned yellow. It was so springy. The first time I ever realized that a hill could be wet.
And the bottom right next to it, maybe this two-foot drop.
Yeah.
Time you get to the bottom of it, and can be so dry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was an awful experience I had with that tobacco that time. It's so wet. Just pebbly, and the water coming out. Right there on Main Street by 8th Avenue.
That's
now, you had stopped for a red light.
Stopped for a red light. Well, there's another car stopped. And I just stopped when it come down.
You were lucky, weren't you?
That was lucky.
Gee whiz, you're lucky. You going along there, say, 20 miles an hour, and that thing come off, and no telling what it is.
No, why, it would have run into another car or something or another. But it would have something. It couldn't have stayed straight.
Well, you didn't quite state that right when you said you'd had some more bad luck. You actually was almost good
that
luck.
That was just about good luck there.
Yeah. God.
In a way. Because we sat there for a long time and eventually fell out there to pull it to the market. But
yeah.
I was beginning to think that he didn't know what he was doing.
Come out there with the truck and didn't have no trailer hitch to it.
Yeah.
So people ain't got a bit of gumption.
Well, I know what his ideas was. He thought that we was broke down. He didn't know that you know, the trailer had come loose or something like that.
Well, what was he going to do?
He was going to tow us to the market truck, trailer and all.
Hmm.
That was his intentions.
Yeah.
And after he found out what was wrong, then he put in, he didn't have a bumper hitch or a trailer hitch on his bumper.
And there wasn't any way he could take a hold of it. It's too heavy.
Yeah, right. And then he put in to rent one and couldn't rent one for his truck. And I thought, sure, maybe he'd drive that truck from the market out there, but he didn't. He drove his own personal truck. Well, it's got a bumper hitch on it, but it wasn't no good.
Yeah.
If it managed to get the cows to the market.
Yeah. Now, you couldn't put a chain on there in a way.
Mm-mm.
No, that wouldn't have worked. Or it might have worked if you got it off of. Oh, no.
There wasn't anything to put a chain on.
That's right.
Well, he had a bumper.
Yes. Bloody.
But it still wasn't fixed or fast enough.
That's right. You just about got to have, I mean, you could have put a chain on it, but you about got to have it to where it would swivel, you know.
Yeah, with that chain,
it turn.
It would.
Yeah, you'd have had to stabilize it with that chain because it would have been doing this a while.
Yeah.
Of course, it was a tandem. It's a tandem trail, four-wheel trailer.
Oh, that wasn't a little one at all. I was thinking it was just a little two-wheel trailer. And you had that thing loaded.
What was 16 Ks ahead of it? It was full. I'll grant you it was full.
Well, you know it's better that way, wasn't
it? Yeah, it is. It can't move around so bad.
Yes.
But I'm sorry I had that many on it after it happened. It was getting hot and couldn't get nothing done for them.
Yeah.
Couldn't turn them loose in the middle of town.
No. Right out there in the sun. You out there with them.
Mm. Sitting out there facing the
sun.
Got
the deputy to call the market. And the city police, they come by and want to know. I had a flat tire. Told him no, it broke down.
Yeah.
Told him I had help coming. He's gone. He went on by. Hour he come back by and he wanted to know where the help was coming from. I told him it's supposed to come from the market. Looked like it come from Georgia.
them wreckers, you know, they just drive back and forth.
Yeah,
right. And
he wanted to make
back
him
and forth and stop. They wanted
us
to harm so bad they didn't know what
One
to
of them
do.
Volunteered, just about volunteered to hire Seth to me.
Yeah.
Wrecker, no.
Yeah.
No, I said, I got help coming if it ever gets here.
Yeah. Well, you know, the regular is kind of costly.
Yeah.
Depending on what they want to charge you.
Well, on Sunday, see, it's kind of mean because it's off of the week, out of week of days, and it's mostly the ones that's on there while they want to make all they can because they won't hardly be on there on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, on the week of days.
Oh.
They're just on Sunday beating around trying to pick up a few extra bucks.
And you don't have much choice on Sunday.
That's right.
No. Well, you could have bargained with him.
I probably could have.
It'd been worth a little to you.
But I'd already, I would have. That already got this fella to come, and he went to the market to get the truck and looked like he wasn't coming by.
Yeah.
I'd have hated to have got the racker, and by the time I hooked up to him, this guy come.
Yeah. I don't quite see how they'd bring the papers out in the field for you to sign.
That was kind of a...
Well, I didn't sign them.
That was kind of a hurry-up deal there.
I went in this afternoon and carried I had to take my abstract, you know?
Yeah.
And have it brought up from... up to date. I had it abstracted the first of the year. And I didn't see Mr. Atkins, but I asked that little lawyer, and I said, what you think about the deal? He says, I think you're getting a darn good deal. He said, you're getting your price for your land, and then you're getting a commission.
How's that?
See, if you was to come along and you'd want to buy an acre or two or 5 acres, and he sell it, and well, I got to give him a release to sell it.
7 years.
Yes.
Well, then I get 55% of that.
55% of his takeover the price. Like. Over what he pays for.
Now he told I didn't tell Mr. Atkins that. He told Mr. Atkins.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the contract.
Oh, I see. Over what he pays
that's
for.
That's right.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sir.
Yeah.
I get my price that I asked for, and then if he sells any, I get a commission.
Well, if he sells.
And then I get interest on that money, you know, that he owes me.
If,
Yes, sir. 7.5%.
Well, say if he makes $400 an acre on it, then you get 55% of $400.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking once you told that man, that was it.
No, for the next 7 years.
Well,
that's in the release clause. See, we could hold him for 7 years without releasing a foot of it.
And he told
me.
Then in case.
And he told Mr. Atkins, he says, if I sell
$1,000, $1,500
acre on the front, he says, I'll go right on down. I won't sell another acre. He says, I'll go right on down to the back. He says, I won't sell off the front. Mr. Atkins said, no. He said, you can't do that.
He
said, you sell the back, just as much of the back as you do the front.
In proportion.
Yeah.
See, because the highway runs, the highway front, if he sells, let's say 20 acres, well, he would it would go this way so far,
yeah.
And then all the way back, because in proportion, he'd have to sell in the back in proportion to the
mm-hmm.
highway.
Well, that takes a lot of experience to handle a business like that, don't it?
Well, it does and it don't. It's just as plain as ABCs.
Yeah.
He's to pay me so much down. Of course, I guess he's already put a deposit.
Oh, yeah, he put.
Mr. Atkins told me I wouldn't get it till the deal was closed, see.
Yeah. Now he's going to pay you a third down or a fourth down?
29%.
29%.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm supposed to get $29,000.
Yeah.
And then I won't get no more
for
a year.
Yeah.
And then I get another payment and interest. And that goes on for 7 years.
If you don't decide to dump it all in your lap at once.
That's right. That'd be my
life. But it was guaranteed that he wouldn't for 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's in the contract that he can't
give it all to me for 3 years.
And then after that. Well,
money people, I don't know why they care. They use the money.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't want it, see?
Yeah, I know. Well, you're gonna reinvest the right amount of it.
I'm gonna put it in the bank, and I'm gonna live on it.
Just pay income tax on it and take what's left.
That's right.
I'm
gonna invest. I want to have my home fixed. That's all I want. I want my home fixed.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to fix my home or else buy me, have me a little house built.
You can't get off on anything like that, though. That's not deductible.
You've got the promise of some cottages?
These gills down here at Evington.
Monroe and that, his brother.
Yeah. Ryan?
Yeah.
He was to call me this week and let me know when he'd come out, but I ain't heard from him. In fact, we've been gone.
Anybody to call?
Well, you can call him.
Yes.
He's on the bell, telephone, isn't
mm-hmm.
he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can call him. You live way over there, and I live right next to him, but I can't call him.
Is that right?
Hmm. And I don't.
Well, you don't live in Marion County, do you?
No, but it's a boundary. They got to put a boundary somewhere, so
yeah.
That's where they put it.
I'm the last one.
Hmm.
The last one.
Looked like they would have run it down the county line, doesn't it?
I wish they had.
It looked like they would have.
It saved a lot of grief. A lot of dimes and nickels.
Yeah, tell Mr. Miles what Rob Zank got into.
Oh, I don't know if I can remember all that or not. That's.
But anyway, she had a big farm at Trenton. And she sold this farm to a lawyer. And she reserved 20 acres, I think, for herself. They tell me she had a big, nice home in it. She had a mortgage over it. About to lose it. Well, she went and bought had her a house trailer built. Big, nice house trailer and put on this 20 acres. And I seen her over at Rob's, and she's about to lose everything that she had. And I said, well, why in the world have you got a lawyer in Tallahassee? I said, why didn't you use a lawyer in Gainesville? Well, I don't know what kind of an answer she gave me, but anyway, it rocked on. And Rob went down to Ocala. Marvin carried me down there one day to Dr. Gibney, and he wanted to go to Dr. Gibney. And he went with us, and I asked him. And he said she was going to lose everything in the world she had.
Well,
and this lawyer then, I seen her over at Rob's, and she was using a lawyer from, what?
Chiefland, I think.
And I said, well, you ain't got no lawyer at all. I said, how? And she held the third mortgage. And the last time I heard from it, that it was still that way. And Rob, it was Rob's uncle's wife, and he said they didn't, none of them have no sense, and said they were going to lose everything in the world.
Well, what happened?
House, trailer, and all.
What happened in the first place, she put it up for sale, and this lawyer was supposed to handle it for her. All right, and the same, he takes and sells it to some lawyers in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in return, them lawyers in Miami sells it to some people in Miami, and they come down here to live.
Some hippies.
Yeah, and they come down here to live. All right. Now, who's? Now that put, what was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That put 5 into it, borrowing money. I want to see to buy. All right. Who's supposed to hold the first mortgage and the second mortgage? The first one puts the money up, holds the first mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And then you hold the second mortgage.
All right.
Well, she wound up with the third mortgage, and how, I don't know.
Well, that sounds like they turned you around.
that was turned
around. And I told Miss Atkins about that before I ever got into this, and I told him that I didn't want to get no such a jammy as that.
Well,
that I wanted to keep, that I didn't have sense enough to keep it straight, and he knowed more about law than I did, and I didn't want him to get my property rounded up like that. That I wanted my money out of my property, and then they could do what they pleased with it.
Well, as long as you owe him, he'll get you money.
I tell you.
Just owing him a little loan.
Oh, you don't pay up, Andy, right away.
You know, I found this out, that a lawyer can get you in as much trouble as they
oh,
can
yes.
save you trouble. Oh, they can get
but
you
Mr.
trouble.
But, Mr. Miles, you've got to have one.
But she was talking about foreclosing with a third mortgage. Well, what's them second, first and second mortgage going to do? This supposed to foreclose on the third.
Yeah.
So, I don't see where she had a leg to stand on.
She just got a crooked lawyer.
Well, she just got somebody that was making some money off of her and them others, too.
Now, what is she to you?
Not a thing in the world.
Not a thing.
You just know him?
You just know him. It's Rob Roy.
My brother.
Oh, Rob Roy.
Uncle's
yeah.
wife.
Oh, yeah.
And he tells us that they ain't got a damn sense.
He says they ain't got sense enough to pack the boy out of a paper bag.
My
oh,
boy, Uncle's wife. Over in...
Crenham.
Crenham.
And they say she had a heck of a farm. And a big, nice home. And...
And now she's going to be working in the restaurant.
And a big tractor, and she done custom work for people.
And she get on that
tractor. And lost everything she
10
had.
Hours a day, just like a man.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I told Mr. Atkins about it, and I told him, I said, you better not let me get no such
thing. Well, anything he could do about that?
Oh, no, I don't reckon. But
well,
I imagine they could. If they'd hire
him,
he'd straighten it out.
He could have, but I think.
But you can't tell some people. I told her, I said...
It would have cost her some money. At this
why in the world did you ever get a lawyer out of Tallahassee?
Yeah. Somebody didn't know.
I said, I'd be a hunting me when I could sit down and talk.
Well, he was probably cheap. Maybe $10 down and $10 when you could catch him.
That's a costly lawyer,
ain't it?
Gee whiz,
don't you know? As ignorant as I am, I'd know that you should have been holding second mortgage.
Gee whiz, he just fixed it up for his buddies, I guess.
That's right, must have did.
They can get you lost in that. They can get you lost.
Why, sure, they can beat you out of everything you got. Andy Atkins stole that fellow, though. He says, if you miss a payment, says, we're going to close on you.
He told him right to his face.
Says
if you just miss one payment, then we'll show up.
And he was a lawyer, too.
Oh, yeah.
Andy talked to him.
Yes, sir. Well, he had us to go in there and...
Yeah, we had a meeting in there.
And he talked to all of us. And see, these here people made out the contract, and one of them come over in the field, Marvin, he was busy baling hay.
Yeah.
And I seen it, and I said, no, sir. I said, you got to go ahead and come again. I said, that ain't right. And then I called Mr. Atkins, and... he was in court, and his secretary told me, he said, they had one, too. And she said she'd have him to call me when he come in. I said, no, let me call him because I might not be here. So I called him, and I asked him, what did he think about it? He said, it ain't worth a damn. He said, I won't go along with it. He said, that is, this wrinkle's going to have to be ironed out of that. And he said the only way to do that is for all of us to get together. So we did, and we all sat down, and he read it word by word to me. And he said, now you tell me what you don't like. And I did. He took his pencil, and he marked it out. And they had me in there where, after I sold it to them, that if fire got in there and burned it up, I was responsible. And I told him, Mr. Atkins, I said, I am not responsible. I'm not going to take no responsibility. I said, anybody could come along there. I said, in Illinois could set fire out on their land and go in there and burn out everything. And the hunters, and anybody, I said, could go along that road. I said, no. And he said, out it goes. And he marked out every line that, and he told him, he said, no.
Well, that'd be nice to hold you responsible for any fire.
Oh, yeah.
For 7 years. I'm telling you, you'd be sitting over there.
I don't know how come I'm never put that in there.
Well, they just wanted a way out if they had to come out. But you know, putting all that kind of stuff in a contract and bringing it to us, that might have went along and fooled us. But we told them to start with that Adkins was going to read the contracts.
Uh-huh.
So they made him one just like it and sent to him, knowing that he would know better. I mean, even if we hadn't have known better, they should have knew that he would have known better.
Yeah.
And they had it on there, on the top line. The seller is to pay to Ernest Tew in cooperation $2,000.
Oh, Andy must have said something about that.
And I told him, that guy, I said, what in the devil do you mean? You mean I'm going to pay? No, he says they're going to pay you. I said, well, why didn't they write it up like that? I said, I'm the seller, and they're the buyer.
And that same thing with
Adkins.
Yeah, and Adkins.
Well, they had that company lawyer in there. And whatever Adkins said, he went along with him.
They tried it out anyhow on you, didn't they?
They tried it, but it didn't work.
The seller is to pay $2,000.
Well, what's Ernest Tew got to do with it?
Now, he's buying it.
Oh, is he?
Ernest Tew or something? I don't know what that...
Seem like that's it either. It's some realtor. And you know what they said they were going to do to it? With it? Said they imagined they'd put a shopping center out. Won't that be grand?
What it is some investors of some kind. Investors.
Hmm?
That's no place for a shopping center.
Yes, it is. Right down there, Cross Creek?
Right out there?
Out there, Cross Creek?
Well, they're going to put that up right away?
I don't know.
He don't know.
He said he really didn't know. And I asked him, Marvin did, says, how long have I got to get my cattle off of? Just as long as you want, says, if you want to. You can have 6 months, says, we'll rent it to you if you want it. Marvin says, no, I don't want it.
No, I don't want to rent it.
You're glad to be relieved of it a little bit, aren't you?
Right. That fence up there, well, I'll be ready for them to close the deal myself if they're ready.
Yes. You know, I never realized really until recently just how much rattling around that country that he had to do every day. He had to look over those cows. And in the wintertime, he went around and get the pellets.
Well, you know what got me in the notion of selling that place?
Fair.
I planted, we bought fertilizer and seed and planted cow feed over there, and them blame the hogs went in there and turned it bottom side upwards.
Yeah.
There's holes in there that I just dare you to run your car in. And that there dollar a pound grass seed that I bought, and me and Marvin and planted it in there, and we fertilized it, and them darn hogs went in there, and those fools looked like whales. I told Marvin, I said, I'm going to get rid of it.
Well,
anything in the world you can do about it.
That's just too much.
No, that's the state people, the game wardens, that put them out there.
That's right.
Well, what would you do?
You can't do nothing.
Just have them to move them if they can catch them, and they make out like they can't catch them. So.
And you don't dare shoot them.
No. Mm-hmm.
If we caught in there with a gun, why they'd arrest us in the pasture.
In your own pasture?
That's right. We had a cow that had a bad eye. I think somebody shot it out, you know, on the lake. She was probably feeding, and they were duck hunting. It's been done 3 or 4 years
ago. It wasn't done intentionally.
And Marvin found her, and he told me, he said, that's the worst looking thing I ever seen in my life. And it was just way out there, bloody and just stunk. And you know he asked one of the game wardens about going in there and killing her?
Well, that rascal
told us it was against the law to take a gun in there. And he promised to send a man out there if we'd give the man the cow. I told him, I said, you can have the cow, but you can't have the cow. But if he can take the cow and do the cow any good, he's welcome to it. And he didn't ever do nothing, and Curtis got his gun and come out there and went and pinned her and killed her for me. He got permission from the sheriff.
Yeah.
Well, if he hadn't, I'd went to the judge and get a permit to kill again.
Oh, could you do that?
Yeah, see,
Curtis pinned her and then shot her for us.
Anytime you got livestock or something like that, why, you can get a permit to, you know, protect for protection gun. Maybe he wouldn't want you to carry anything except a sidearm or something.
Our dogs is not supposed to go in there.
Your dogs?
That's right. Our dogs is not supposed to go inside that basket gate.
Yeah.
But they do it. Would tell me that.
Well, I'll tell you, you won't have anything to worry about now.
Yeah, I will. We got a lot of fence to fix.
Yeah, goodness.
Yeah. But they can put hogs in over there now, and they won't worry.
I don't care what they do to it. When I get my cows fenced out of there, I'm through with it.
Yeah.
I'm through.
You know, all that cleaning, clearing you all did.
Well, if it hadn't have been for that, we wouldn't have got much of a price for it. That's what sold it, actually.
Come a man and a woman to my house last night about dark. We just got in, and they wanted to buy it. I said, I'm sorry, but I done sold it.
So you could have sold it twice.
They didn't want but 15 or 20 acres to raise cows on.
Yeah.
15 or 20 acres.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could have wanted to and had time and had the money to went and had that thing surveyed off into 20 acre blocks, you got $200,000 out of that place.
If you wanted developers, you sure could.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't want that much money.
Because that's, you know, that's what people want is from 10 to 20 acres. Most of them now.
I don't want a thing in this world but a good living. Stay out of debt.
Yeah.
And stay out of trouble.
Yeah. Well.
Well, now staying out of debt, you might can do, but it's hard to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. Take Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Just right down there, mind your own business.
Yeah. And run right into trouble.
Old man lies. I took that little old 53 Chevy in. And I got in all right. And I turned around and came out. And I got just out on 441. And she cut smack off.
Mm.
Just smack off in the 5 o'clock.
Traffic, yeah. And it can get rough at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm telling you one thing, that Gainesville is sure up in jail.
Yes, it can sure get rough.
I just don't know where that all come from.
I don't either. And more people getting killed in old car wrecks.
Yeah. Curtis gets in on that.
Oh, yeah. He went to Hawthorne the other night, and he said that a drunk nigger man run into a nigger man's truck and said it taken them 4 hours and a half to cut that woman out of there. Said her whole top of her head was cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that two nigger men had a wreck up there. And said the nigger man, he got out and he started to run, and that man run him down and sat down on him and held him till he got there. And said, the nigger was saying, oh my head, he hit me on my head. And Curtis said, yeah, he didn't hurt you very bad or you'd shut your mouth. Said, Said that nigger said he weren't about to let that nigger get away from there. He's going to make him pay for his car. Curtis said he broke my jaw. He hit my jaw so hard. Nigger said, yeah, nigger, you're not
he wanted, he wanted Curtis to arrest the other nigger for assault. And he asked him, he said, ask that other nigger about it. He said, yeah, he said, if I hadn't hit him, said he'd have been gone. He wouldn't have been here. What happened was this drunk nigger run into the other man's car and bent it up and started to take off, and he walked upside the car and caught him in the collar and just laid him one side of the head with his fist.
He just come up on it?
Yeah.
About that.
Then knocked him down and sat down on him till the law got out there and cursed.
You know, Curtis used to work in the Winn-Dixie, and he used to tell me about the nigger women that go in there and steal
at?
Something.
Yeah.
And
at?
Said they'd run like the devil, and they'd stick it up their dress, Sandy, you know.
You come
and well, the manager would set Curtis out after them, and he'd run them down.
Lie down there now. Come on,
take it away from
him.
You know, them, now I'm not bragging, but them, there's a little deputy, he just was right at us. And he's just as nice as he could be.
Yeah, he was lieutenant.
And I asked him, I says, is Curtis on duty? And he said, no, he was off. I knew if I could get Curtis, I could get help right now. And he stood around there and he talked to us, and he said Curtis was really a good little deputy.
Well, Curtis told me.
He went over to Island Grove, and he shut down the nigger jug. He closed the doors.
Oh.
Carried them, put them in jail.
Curtis was telling me, and I'd met the guy right across the street from where we broke down. There's a guy that opened up a station there, and he's got a tow truck that way. And he said that if I'd have went across there, I could have got him. I got his truck, and it wouldn't cost anything.
And you didn't know it?
I didn't. If I'd have known it, I didn't know it.
Yeah. And Curtis closed up the joke.
Mm-hmm.
That Blue Eagle at Grove Park, he just walked in there and told them to move out and close the door behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Nigger lost
carried the nigger and put him in jail.
Nigger lost his bear license and everything. So I don't know what the Rufus is all about.
Well, I don't see how any of them can keep straight, you know. Something's going to happen to them all the time.
He's got a cousin, Marvin's brother, that lives across the field. His son. He got shot out at Grove Park the other night. Hit something or another about that him and some nigger boys was going to school together. And there's a bunch of bullies that lives up there, and they take the Sheriff Wayne Downs and out and get him in trouble, and then they run.
Yeah.
And Curtis went up there the other day and told him, said, next time I go, I have to go to you. He said, I'm going to put you in jail. Did you better straighten up?
Yeah. How about that? Oh man. Well, I'm glad Curtis is doing that, not me.
Yeah, me too.
He's gonna get his block knocked off sometime. I told him about it.
Well, he'll be more careful as he goes along.
I don't know where he will or not. There's two men broke out of jail, and they put Curtis out after him, and Curtis said that he seen him standing out behind the tree, said he was changing clothes. Said he just went up there and caught him right by both arms, and he said just marched him right on, put him in the car, and carried him back to jail. He can tell you some of the offers, hair rise and tails, and he said that the young girls, he said, him and another deputy, they go in pairs, you know.
I would if I could.
Well, and most of the time they do. A lot of times they don't.
They pick up these young girls, teenage girls, hitchhiking.
Right quick.
They picked up three, I think, between Alachua and Gainesville, and asked them where they was going. They didn't know where they were going. Wouldn't know where they was from. That home? Well, where is your home? And they was way up in Georgia, from Georgia somewhere. And Curtis said they carried all of them, put them in jail, and made them tell them where the parents was, and said they called the parents and told the parents to come get them.
Oh, really? Oh, these must have been just younger.
Yeah, they were.
14.
Oh, well, you know.
13. And Curtis said they talked to them and told them, said, don't you know you're going to get in trouble? You're liable to somebody come along and pick you up, and you get in trouble. No.
Just run away from home.
Just run away from home. Seen two teenage girls today when we was coming out from town. Some in the ride, and along come a car. I don't know who it was, whether it was women or men, picked them up, and the way they went, I bet they've been making 90 miles an hour between Micanopy and Gainesville.
Oh. You know them two boys that was looking for down there in the National, Oakham National Forest? They found them in Louisiana, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They supposed to been camping up there in the forest, and they found the truck. It went last weekend, I think, to Oakham National Forest to camp overnight, over a weekend camp. And they go up Monday, so they went in there searching for them, and they found the truck stuck out there in the woods. And they put in and hunted the boys all the week, and they found them in Louisiana. And they're searching the scrubs down there for
them.
They just moved on out.
They moved.
Yeah, they stuck that truck and taken off.
How about that? Would they have another truck?
No, I imagine it's a hitchhiker.
Just hitchhiking. Gee, I didn't know they could do that.
I didn't either, but they do, I guess.
I seen that big cattle truck that was stolen.
Where you see
it? Up at the livestock market.
Oh, when you all went up there?
Yeah, they showed it to us.
Oh, did they?
It was a big thing.
Yeah. Too dark, or?
That's right.
Oh man!
Now they were lucky to get the cows back, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, well, it was lucky to even get the truck back.
Yes. Yeah.
And it looked like to me it was crazy, and the guy to steal a truck and stay right around where he stole it from.
Yes. Yes. Well, I've been there. Because, you know, people know these automobiles and trucks. I don't, but a lot of people do.
Well, that guy identified that by the sound. It went by. Sound of the motor.
We better go.
Yeah.
Well, we might just go with you.
Come on.
Come right on.
Let's see. What are you all up to? You say you got him at work, and he got you at work. What'd you say?
I got him at work. See where I had work to go.
Just bring it.
That way, Elaine.
Yeah.
You think it'll come back?
No.
There's a big old seed wart. And
you know, once you burn them off, I had some. I got some scars on my arms long neck. When I was in service, I had them taken off with nitric acid.
Yeah.
They leave a sore, but they won't come back.
This year was burnt, did it? Did
yeah,
it
he burnt that off with a needle.
But, I never did try any of that calf medicine before. It just takes them off. You've seen calves with warts on them.
Mm-hmm.
I had one out here one time. Had warts all over his face.
Well, Marvin found one time in the woods, and he said he weren't nothing but a bunch of warts.
Now, he had them all over him on the end of his nose. He couldn't even get his mouth to the ground. He longest ones I ever saw.
Yeah. And all you got to do is one little old vaccination.
Hmm.
Is that right?
That's all there is to it.
Hmm.
That's all there is to it. And you can give them yourself.
Well, could you take that?
I hadn't found that out. But I thought we could try it out on you.
Better not give me one.
Well, y'all might as well come on and go with us.
Well, I'm thinking, Marvin, is it something I need to bring up while you're here? You know, I sort of addled. I've been hot today. Did you know it was hot?
Especially this afternoon. Boy,
Lord.
It was showing up.
You know, it's been thundering.
Yeah, it was thundering before we left the house.
I didn't hear it thunder.
Like it
all I heard was airplanes.
Well, the man said it might rain tomorrow afternoon.
Is
well,
it?
I'll tell you one thing. If y'all want to talk, come on over.
What you got?
We've got to do that swamp in Martin.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll come out there.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to go out there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't last long.
1.5 miles.
Half a mile of it.
That's
right.
You know, how do you do that, Marvin? How do you get a post up in the muck?
Did you know
this
post now that's been there ever since? Well, there ain't nobody, I don't imagine that some living would know. They split live oak posts, and we're using them. They're just as solid. And up there. And I have a knowledge that some slaves cut them posts.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody a living that could tell anybody who does.
Well, what do you know?
Well, we'll see y'all.
Come see. All right.
Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday. Friday, bedtime, 29th of September, 72. Friday, after supper, the 29th of September, 72. Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday after supper, the 29th of September, 72.